violence. We're talking about Senate Bill number 19, S-1959. Ideologically based violence means the use, planned use, or threatened use of force or violence by a group or individual to promote the group or individual's political, religious, or social beliefs. Now note, this means the planned use of force to promote a political or social belief would be considered an act of terrorism. This all hinges on the definition of force, of course. Based on the loose use of logic in Washington these days and the slippery interpretation of the meaning of words, force could mean a grassroots campaign to barrage Congress with faxes, a nonviolent street protest, a letter-writing campaign that deluges the Senate with too much mail, a sit-in protest that blocks access to a business or organization, a grassroots email campaign that overloads the email servers of any government department or agency. You get the idea. Force could be defined as practically anything, and since the planned use of force would be considered a criminal act of terrorism, anyone who simply thinks about a grassroots action campaign would be considered to be engaged in terrorist acts. If you stop someone on a street and handed them a Bible, for example, this could be considered an act of terrorism, the use of force to promote the individual's religious beliefs. If you sent a barrage of angry letters to Washington about global warming and the destruction of the environment by the U.S. military, this could also be considered an act of terrorism to promote the individual's political beliefs. If you believe in same-sex marriage and you wrote a letter threatening a sit-in protest in front of your state's Capitol building, this could also be considered an act of terrorism, even if you never carried it out. Planned use of force to promote a social belief. The United States is on the fast track to fascism, and the Congress is working right alongside this nation's traitorous leaders to criminalize any thoughts, words, or speeches that disagree with current government policies regarding war, terrorism, domestic surveillance, and civil liberties. Simply speaking out against the war in Iraq could soon be labeled a crime. Merely thinking thoughts against the war in Iraq could be considered a criminal act. Now, there's a video lecture that you simply have to watch. It's by Naomi Wolf, the author of The End of America, and she covers this topic with great elegance and a deep understanding of history, and you can see her video on YouTube, and it's a lecture of 10 steps to fascism. Now, in her lecture and book, Naomi Wolf reveals the 10 steps to fascism and then reveals how the United States of America is pursuing all 10. This S-1959 legislation, the Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act, represents one of the 10 steps to achieve a fascist state. It's designed to squash all opposition to the state's ongoing march toward blatant fascism, where secret police and secret prisons dominate the law enforcement landscape, stripping U.S. citizens of all civil liberties and constitutional protection. Thought crimes are about to become a reality in the United States of America, and Congress is pushing this through as quickly as possible so that each individual member of Congress can claim that he or she is against terrorism. But this bill doesn't merely target terrorism, it targets anyone who speaks or even thinks thoughts against the U.S. federal government. With this bill, the U.S. government is officially labeling the people of the United States as criminals. Our break is coming up, and we will be back very shortly.
Bye. Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Okay, Arthur Berklauer, Veterans for Constitutional Law, back on the Bill Brumbaugh Proactive News Show. Okay, this bill does not merely target terrorism. It targets, we're talking about Bill S-1959, it targets anyone who speaks or even thinks thoughts against the U.S. federal government. And with this bill, the U.S. government is officially labeling the people of the United States as criminals. It's drawing a line in the sand and stating that from now on, it's the government versus the people. If we don't stop this bill from becoming law, we are lost as a nation. There is no turning back from tyranny. Once the government turns its own citizens into criminals, enforcing only the thoughts, ideas, words, and speeches that it approves or tolerates, everything is at stake here. And if you live in the United States, it's urgent that you call your senators right now and voice your strong opposition against this extremely dangerous law. And we have a call coming in from Michael Davis of VetNet.
Are we here together?
Yes, is this Michael?
Yes, it is. Art, thank you very much for having me on the show. And allow me just briefly to say I appreciate your helping to spread the word on this this little critter that was in the water in Vietnam. And also, one thing that I'd like to get out is that veterans' records, military records and medical records are now, can now be requested online. for those who have computer access. And let me give that a web address. Of course, it's all that HTTP blah blah stuff, but it does not have the www. After the two strokes, it is vetrex.archives.gov, and the vetrex is VETRECS, short for Veterans Records, dot archives, ARCHIVES, dot gov, GOV. And that takes you to a set of forms to fill in, and I have it up on my screen right now, and it's quite intuitive and relatively easy to fill out.
Well, Michael, you're going to be receiving a packet from me shortly when I get a day or so to put this together on another thing we talked about, melioidosis.
Oh, yes, sir.
So you'll be receiving that. I look at my file, and it's bulging with information. I've just got to put it together for you.
Well, and let me say that on the melioidosis research, I have looked through the Court of Veterans Appeals case law that we have, and I have not been able to find any reference whatsoever.
Well, the VA did a good job with the help of Dr. Susan Mather from the VA Public Information Department. Susan Mather, M.D., and the Disabled American Veterans Organization of trying to squelch any information about this nasty little parasite coming out of Vietnam. And the bottom line is, when you get this and it becomes a full-blown case, it erupts after like 25 years in your lungs, liver, and spleen as pustules, and the eventual cause of death is septicemia, and many, many cases were described as tuberculosis. This is even going back to the British in Burma. They were described as tuberculosis, and it was not tuberculosis. It was this particular melioidosis, which the medical name is called Pseudomallus pseudomallei, and you'll be getting that information from me. And I've got to go back now to the new Veterans Disarmament Bill and another little dig at the privatization of the VA. So I'm going to get into that. And I really thank you for calling, Mike.
Yes, sir. No, thank you for allowing us to help get this word out.
And I'll get that packet to you as soon as I can get a day or so to go through that entire file, but I was stunned at the information I had in that file when I looked it up. And you'll be getting that shortly.
Thank you, sir, and keep up all the good work with Veterans for Constitutional Law. And I understand that Bill had to go to the hospital.
I'm hoping he's headed straight for the hospital right now. He's not feeling well at all.
Yes, sir. I'll call his sister Mary up there and see how he's doing. I'll report to you after the show. Thank you, sir.
Okay. I'm going to be gone for a few hours, but I'll be back here tonight around 7, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
Well, let us know when you're back, and I'll have an update for you on Bill Brumbaugh. Thank you, sir.
All right. Take care. Okay. We are still on the air, so we're going to... I was trying to urge people to call your senators right now and voice your strong opposition against this extremely dangerous law. And here are the 800 telephone numbers for the U.S. Senate switchboard. 1-877-851-6437. And this is your calling about this bill, that's law that was passed, S-1959. Next number, 1-800-833-6354. 1-888-355-3588. 1-866-220-0044. 1-866-808-0065. 1-877-762-8762. 1-866-340-7900. 1-800-862-9281. 1-800-862-5530. Contact the Senate and let them know what you think about this thought control bill. And make sure you know the names of your senators. Call the U.S. Senate switchboard using one of the numbers that I gave you. Ask to speak to the offices of your senators. Tell them you are strongly opposed to S-1959, the Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act. Ask for their fax number. Follow up your phone call with a written signed letter that you fax to your senators. And stopping this bill from becoming the law is the single most important thing all Americans can do. This becomes law. All free speech about health freedom, the crimes of the FDA, the crimes of the Bush administration, America's role in global warming, or any other topics could all be criminalized. You could be labeled a terrorist, kidnapped by government thugs, taken from your home, thrown in a secret prison, denied access to legal representation, denied due process, and essentially disappear into a system of such corruption and evil that it now begins to blatantly mirror Nazi Germany. And if you think it couldn't happen here, it's happening right now. This is exactly how it happened in Nazi Germany. First burn the Reichstag and blame it on the enemy. Pass new police state laws. Disarm the people. That's our disarmament act. Spread fear, erect secret prisons and secret police. Halliburton's at work erecting secret prisons. Call anyone who disagrees with you a traitor. Control the mainstream media. Sounds familiar? This is all happening right now in the United States of America, and if we don't work to stop it, this nation will rapidly dissolve into a fascist police state where no one is truly free. We are but a few small steps away from it right now. All it would take is one dirty bomb in a major U.S. city. Bush would declare martial law and take over the National Guard. Troops on the streets. Anyone who writes a blog against the government would be arrested. Authors of alternative books would be kidnapped and have their books burned on the street. It could all happen at the stroke of a pen. The infrastructure for tyranny is in place right now, just waiting to be invoked. And our best weapons are nonviolent protest and speaking the truth. How can we fight back against this onslaught of tyranny? We must use what remaining free speech freedoms we have right now to alert our fellow citizens to what's happening. We must rise up and tell the truth while urging our representatives in Washington to resist the temptation to vote for more anti-terrorism legislation that only works to enslave the American people. We must use our phones, faxes, emails, and blogs to rally our friends, family members, and anyone who will listen to oppose these police state laws. And we must organize mass peaceful protests against the government that's attempting to marginalize the rights and freedoms of our people. We must not be lulled into a sense of false security by the purveyors of hatred and fear, the Sean Hannitys, Rush Limbaughs, and Bill O'Reillys of the world. Instead, we must listen to the voices of freedom. In terms of the upcoming election for U.S. president, we feel there's only one candidate who actually believes in freedom, and that seems to be Ron Paul, and he does need your support to win. All the other candidates are nothing more than tyrants of different political affiliations. Ron Paul seems to be the only candidate that truly understands the fundamentals of freedom. And that's why he's our only real choice for next president. Now, I can't actually endorse him as Veterans for Constitutional Law because we are not supposed to endorse anything as Veterans for Constitutional Law or endorse any candidates. But in this bunch of candidates that I've seen, I've never seen such a sorry bunch in my life running for president of the United States. God help us, but we've got to do something. And I hear the music, and there's a commercial, and some messages from our sponsors coming up, and we will be back.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Okay, we're back, and we were talking about Senate Bill S-1959, one of the most outrageous things that were ever passed by the Senate here, and this is the danger of all laws that centralize power in Washington, and it's not necessarily what today's president will do with them, but what some future president will do with them, so it's never good enough to say, we intend to only apply these laws to terrorists and not to U.S. citizens at home. That may be the intention right now, but virtually all such laws creep into areas of enforcement for which they were never intended. And you just look at the application of RICO laws, which were originally designed to fight organized crime operations but are now applied to virtually everyone, and yet they're never applied to big pharma, the pharmaceutical industry, which operates almost exactly like organized crime. All of these anti-terrorism laws run the danger of expanding in enforcement to the point where they're applied against the people of this country. At first, it's only illegal for terrorists to think thought crimes, but before long, it's illegal for anyone to think those same thoughts. that when the domestic arrests of authors, journalists, bloggers, and thought leaders will kick off, and the country will plunge itself into outright tyrannical fascism. Again, we're on the track right now. And this is happening, folks. You're all living through an amazing chapter of history right now. You're actually witnessing the downfall of a free nation and the rise of a superpower, fascist state. And you're actually part of it. And when it's all over, will you look back and realize you did nothing? Or will you now take a stand against tyranny and oppose these dangerous laws and lawmakers who threaten the constitutional freedoms of you and your children? It's time to get moving, America. It's time to get moving and to protect your interests as an American citizen. And most of us are aware here that the heroic actions of a brave woman at the New Life Church in Colorado Springs, Colorado, a couple of months ago, saved the lives of perhaps scores or even hundreds of people. However, her bravery wouldn't have counted for much had she not been armed. On that fateful December Sunday, a man by the name of Matthew Murray entered the church armed to the teeth. According to press reports, he was armed with a semi-automatic rifle, two handguns, some smoke grenades, and more than 1,000 rounds of ammunition. By the time Murray arrived in the Colorado Springs Church, he had already killed four people, two at a missionary training center miles away, and two in the church parking lot, and he had wounded several others. No one realized it at the time, but the man was a serial killer in the midst of a rampage. He doubtless planned to kill as many people as he could, as there were thousands of people inside the church. Had there not been an armed citizen in the church house, the death toll would have been massive. According to church spokesman, the congregation has over a dozen members who volunteered to serve as security personnel for the church. Jean Assam was one of those volunteers. A former police officer, Assam said, "I saw him, Murray, coming through the doors, and I took cover and I waited for him to get closer. I came out of cover, I identified myself and engaged him, and then took him down. Murray died in the exchange, although Assam shot him several times with a 9mm pistol. The coroner's office said that Murray actually succumbed to a self-inflicted gunshot wound after being incapacitated by Assam's gunfire. Murray apparently turned one of his weapons on himself. So let's chalk one up for the good guys, or in this case, the good gals. And have you noticed how fast the media dropped the Colorado story as soon as it was discovered that a lawfully armed citizen ended the potential massacre by using her own handgun? Had the killer been successful in murdering scores of people, however, it would have been at the top of the news for weeks. As it is, the story is already buried in the dungeon of the section of the news, if it is in the news at all. I don't even see it mentioned. Now, one thing the national news media will always ignore is the practice of lawful self-defense. For example, most people are probably not aware of the fact that American citizens use a firearm to defend themselves more than 2 to 4 million times every year. That is more than 6,500 times every day. This means that each year, firearms are used 60 times more to protect the lives of honest citizens than to take lives. Furthermore, of the 2.4 million self-defense cases, more than 192,000 are by women defending themselves against sexual assault. And in less than 8% of those occasions, is a shot actually fired? And I hear the music, and we'll be back in a short while.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Okay, we're back again. And, John Lott, who is a research scientist at the University of Maryland, agrees with Congressman Roscoe Bartlett, a Republican of Maryland, who concluded after extensive research that the number of defensive uses for guns are four times the number of crimes actually reported with guns. So it's used four times as much to prevent crimes as it is to commit crimes. And firearms actually in the hands of private citizens is a major deterrent to crime. Another fact conveniently ignored by major media is the connection between wanton killings and so-called gun-free zones. For example of this, you look no further than the Virginia Tech massacre. In spite of Virginia state laws that allow citizens to carry concealed weapons for self-defense, Virginia Tech forbade its students and faculty from carrying weapons for self-defense on campus. Had a student or faculty member been armed, as was Mrs. Somm in the Colorado Springs attack, there's no doubt many, if not most, of the Virginia Tech victims would not have died. Obviously, bad guys do not pay attention to gun-free zones, except to note that such zones create a free-killing environment. Now, is it any wonder that those states and cities with the most restrictive gun control laws tend also to be the home of the highest crime rates? And the old saying is still true. When guns are outlawed, only outlaws will have guns. And even our Lord understood and validated the right of every person to arm themselves for personal self-defense. He said, "He that hath no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one." Luke 22:36. The old Roman sword was the first century equivalent of a modern handgun. It was also the most practical and convenient form of self-defense available at that time. Also, please note that at least two of Jesus' disciples, one of whom was Simon Peter, were in the habit of carrying their own personal swords, and Jesus never rebuked them. And Jesus also acknowledged, when a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. Furthermore, the Apostle Paul said emphatically, "But if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith, and is worse than an infidel." Does not providing for his own include providing protection? Of course it does. The right and, yes, obligation of personal self-defense is entrenched in both Christian and American tradition. People who would deny citizens the right to arm themselves are either naively ignorant or deliberately duplicitous. As Robert Heinlein said, an armed society is a polite society, and America's founding fathers agree with Heinlein. Thomas Jefferson said, "No free man shall ever be disbarred the use of arms." He also said that laws that forbid the carrying of arms disarm only those who are neither inclined nor determined to commit crimes. Such laws make things worse for the assaulted and better for the assailants. They serve rather to encourage than to prevent homicides, for an unarmed man may be attacked with greater confidence than an armed man. Samuel Adams said, "The Constitution shall never be construed to authorize Congress to infringe on the just liberty of the press or the rights of conscience, or to prevent the people of the United States, who are peaceable citizens, from keeping their own arms." And James Madison said, "To preserve liberty, it is essential that the whole body of people always possess arms." Thomas Paine said, "Arms discourage and keep the invader and plunderer in awe, and preserve order in the world as well as prosperity. Horrid mischief would ensue were the law-abiding deprived of the use of them." George Washington called the private collections of arms the people's liberty's teeth. America must always preserve the right to keep and bear arms. To do any less is to invite oppression and tyranny, not to mention acts of violence. And some years back, Alan Rice of the Jews for Preservation of Firearms Ownership wrote, "Since 1900, at least 7 major genocides have occurred, resulting in the murder of 50 to 60 million people. Ottoman Turkey, 1915 to 1917. 1 to 1.5 million Armenians murdered. Soviet Union, 1929 to 1953. 20 million anti-communists and anti-Stalinists murdered. Nazi Germany and occupied Europe, 1933 to 1945. 13 million Jews, Gypsies, and anti-Nazis murdered. China, 1949 to 1952. 1957 to 1960, and 1966 to 1976, 20 million anti-communists murdered. Guatemala, 1960 to 1981, 100,000 Mayan Indians murdered. Uganda, 1971 to 1979, 300,000 Christians and political rivals of Idi Amin murdered. Cambodia, 1975 to 1979, 1 million murdered." Rice continued to say, "In all 7 of the genocides summarized above, gun control laws were in force before the genocide occurred, in some cases decades before. In five of the seven genocides, the lethal law, the gun control law, was enforced before the genocide regime took power. And Rice also said that gun control laws are usually enacted during a crisis or a perceived crisis. He then said government officials, not hate groups or common criminals, were responsible for these seven genocides. In most of the cases, the murder victims outnumbered their murderers. Yet they were powerless to defend themselves because they were disarmed. Do the math yourself. Absent an armed citizen. 32 innocent people lost their lives at Virginia Tech, while the presence of one armed citizen resulted in two innocent deaths in Colorado Springs. Furthermore, the presence of over 200 million firearms in the possession of American people has done more to keep America free than any other human element, bar none. And then we're going to get into now another article that's very, very important. Is the Senate offices lying to you? Some are claiming that there is no such thing as the Veterans Disarmament Act. And we have switched our allegiance at Veterans for Constitutional Law away from the National Rifle Association to people who are truly the only true gun owners lobby in Washington, the Gun Owners of America. And we're switching over to them because the National Rifle Association has backed the H.R. 2640, that's H.R. 2640, that's the House version, and Senate Bill number 2084, and they have backed those versions of the Veterans Firearms Disability Disarmament, Veterans Firearms Disarmament Bill. And the recent passage by the District of Criminals of the legislation known colloquially as the Veterans Disarmament Bill raises the question of why the conspiracy for world government would want to disarm returning veterans. The conspiracy trusted these men to use the most devastating ordnance abroad. It does not trust them to keep and bear smaller weapons at home. The obvious answer is that these are the millions of well-trained military men that I was talking about in my recent piece about a possible assassination threat in Washington. These are the men who are the psychos on top are afraid of. The men who can stick the red dot in their eye from a mile away. The psychos know these men are out there watching, stewing, temperatures rising every day, and they're beginning to understand that they're dying now because the psychos have poisoned them with depleted uranium in the field. And they're beginning to realize that the buddies and the limbs they left behind in Iraq were lost not in defense of their beloved country, but in behalf of the megalomaniacal nightmare of conquest that the psychos in government think is normal. Now, the veterans understand that the monsters who sent them halfway around the world to get sick are dismantling the system of freedom the founding fathers gave us here at home, the United States Constitution. And so far, they haven't said much, but the psychos on top of the government know they are simmering and something could set them off. So the Nazis at top, they want their guns because it's very nerve-wracking to these people to have to keep watching your chest and tum-tum, hoping that if you see a red dot there soon enough, you're going to have the time to hunker down before the round that follows it smashes through. In other words, Americans understand that the main purpose of the Second Amendment is not hunting, not sport shooting, not even self-defense, although it would certainly underwrite those worthy activities. No, the founding fathers wanted each and all of us to be armed in the event that somewhere down the road, this shaky experiment that they had created, but did not trust themselves, the federal government, were they to get out of control and destroy our rights, they wanted us to keep and bear and carry the guns we would need to do the job should it become necessary to abolish the government. Remember, the government is not the country. They are two entirely different things. The District of Criminals is the government. You people out there are the country. Of course, these are not my ideas, and I can't take credit for them. Remembering that the nation's birth certificate, the Declaration of Independence, says, whenever the government becomes oppressive, whenever it tries to deny their rights, the people under it have the inalienable right to rise up and cast it off and even abolish it. So I write with the authority and under the protection of the President of the United States, because the man who wrote the Declaration later became president. Indeed, he also wrote that every generation or so, the people should rise up and enjoy a bloody revolution in which the tree of liberty is refreshed with the blood of patriots and tyrants, presumably to remind everyone who has the power. Many Americans know and believe this. And again, I'm going to go back to what I stated in the beginning. Bear with me a moment. Federalist 28, Alexander Hamilton wrote, if the representatives of the people betray their constituents, then there is no resource left but in the exertion of that original right of self-defense, which is paramount to all positive forms of government. The citizens must rush tumultuously to arms, without concert, without system, without resource, except in their courage and despair. Think about those words. The Federalist Papers, number 28. And these people in the Senate, I call them the Brady Bunch, are lying to you when they say there is no such thing as the Veterans Disarmament Act. Of course, they've taken this and they've attached it to a school safety bill. And this is what they have passed here. And why does the government fear armed veterans? Because they know we can use the weapons. And we were trained to use the weapons. And the original idea for this came from Mr. Bill Clinton when he submitted 80-some-odd thousand names to control... anyone who is a veteran or their dependent or their beneficiary from having arms. Mr. Clinton was the first to get this thing started. And they're just carrying on the work that Mr. Clinton did. What he actually did is 7 years ago in his administration, they illegitimately added some 83,000 veterans into the National Criminal Information System, prohibiting them from purchasing firearms simply because of afflictions like PTSD. And the proposed ban is actually broader. Anyone who's diagnosed as being a tiny danger to himself or others would have his gun rights taken away forever. And it is Section 102B1C4 in H.R. 2640 that provides for dumping raw medical records into the system. And those names, like the 83,000 records mentioned above, will then by law serve as the basis of gun banning. And thank God we have people like Gun Owners of America. They are our true lobby. And this is something that we've got to examine very carefully, and the gun owners in this country actually got stabbed in the back when this bill was passed by Congress and the Senate. They were actually stabbed in the back with this, and it's laws like these that are turning our country around. And we are no longer the representative democracy federal republic that the rest of the world admires. It's a corporate-owned pseudo-republic, or we're turning it into a fascist state. And the government is run like a corporation, and it's owned by corporations, and citizens have the same right as corporate employees, and profitability has become paramount. Fascism in the United States can no longer be called speculation or exaggeration. The public has lost all control and are being taken down the road of oppression by the passing of laws like this. It's incredible that this thing passed both the House and the Senate. And, well, we wouldn't be veterans for constitutional law if we didn't hear the music in the background. So we're going to be away for a brief time, and we'll be back for the conclusion of our program.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berke filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Okay, this is Arthur Berkelow, Executive Director of Veterans for Constitutional Law. We can be reached at 631 area 4261. You can also write us at Veterans for Constitutional Law Limited, Veterans for Constitutional Law Limited, at 112 Jefferson Avenue in Port Jefferson, New York, 11777. That's Veterans for Constitutional Law Limited, 112 Jefferson Avenue, Port Jefferson, New York, 11777. We help veterans achieve their benefits. We help veterans to try to fight the VA to get their benefits that the VA would deny them. And we'll work together with you and advise you on your case. So please contact us if you have any problems with the VA or the government. And what I want to just briefly talk about, we only have a couple of minutes to go. We now have former General James B. Peake, who is now the Secretary of the VA, appointed by Mr. Bush. I must point out that Mr. Peake, as I've done on previous programs, came from the QTC Corporation. This is the same corporation that is charging the government $495 to do a physical evaluation on disabled veterans and also on returning troops from Afghanistan and Iraq. Now, the previous secretary, Nicholson, worked very closely with the QTC Corporation, and the QTC Corporation was introduced into the government by Mr. Anthony Principi, who was two secretaries ago, Secretary of the VA, who received a $250,000 bonus to quadruple the contract with his own company, QTC, and the VA. Of course, he resigned to make himself look good, so there wouldn't be a conflict of interest, but of course he took the money. He took the money and ran. And Mr. Peake has resigned from QTC, but Mr. Peake is, you can bet that him and Mr. Principi probably still talk on a daily basis, and he's going to do everything he can to give more and more business to QTC. Which brings us to the subject of privatizing the VA. The insurers see veterans care as a growth business. And you not only have them, but you have HealthNet president and CEO of HealthNet, Jay Gillert, is looking for government contracts. Humana has already signed some big government contracts with the VA. You've got Blue Cross and Blue Shield, Empire, who is in there, Blue Cross and Blue Shield plans. TriWest is another, HealthNet, United Health Group, all the HMOs and all the medical vultures are in there now, looking to get VA business at the expense of the American taxpayer and the veteran. So this is something we much watch closely, and hoping to speak to you again in the near future. This is Arthur Berklow from Veterans for Constitutional Law Limited, and I thank the people at Republic for allowing us this time to try to bring you the truth. Thank you once again.
Pain.